Hey friends of C3, it's Friday and Romans 9 is our next chapter. I told you that Romans 8 is one of the most quotable of all of the chapters in the New Testament, and especially in the book of Romans. Paul kind of changes course a little bit here in chapter 9. So today's New and 22 devotion will be significantly shorter than yesterday's, but he starts with giving some information about Israel's history, some Old Testament history here. And then, you know, something that really stuck out to me as I was studying this and reading this today is Paul talking about questioning God. Now, it's interesting because oftentimes I tell the people of celebration that, you know, if you have questions for God, ask him. God wants you to be real more than anything. But Paul kind of gets on the Romans here in this about questioning God and what we consider things that are fair versus things that are unfair. If you look at verse 19 to 21, he says, "One of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who resists his will? But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use?" Now, this is interesting to me. I think it's really interesting to me because, number one, it's a simple illustration, and I'm kind of a simple man. Secondly, rabbis, including Jesus, or teachers back in Jesus's time, they regularly used really simple illustrations from everyday life. You think about talking about farming and fishing and seeds and all of this, and really what Paul's saying here is you're questioning how God is using you or not using you, or your importance or not feeling as important. Who are you? You're like a lump of clay, and who gets to decide what that lump of clay becomes? Now, I have a little pottery studio at our farm, and I love doing pottery, and that's kind of a place for me that I just feel God. And I often think about God when I'm doing pottery because I'm this lump of clay. And if God wants to make a spoon out of me, okay. If he wants to make a beautiful mug out of me, okay. And sometimes when I do pottery, what I make, I look at it and I say, that's just pretty ordinary, or that's not what I think it should have been. But this makes the point that let God choose how he uses you. And we can fight with God all day long about what's fair and what's not fair in life. And I think there's a balance between how David handled it, because David questioned God all the time. You read the Psalms, and here's Paul saying, don't you dare question, who are you to question God? Here's the thing, I think God's way more concerned about our heart than he is our words when we talk to him. He wants our heart. So then he goes on here and continues to talk about God's will. God's will trumps our will. God is God, we are not. And I think that's one of the biggest points that Paul is making here in chapter 9 of Romans. He quotes some Old Testament passages about God's power and about God's will. And then at the end here, he says, or towards the end in verse 30, he says, "What shall we say then? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith, but Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, has not attained it." Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. So what he's saying here is, this is Jesus who has come, and Jesus came first, and the Bible makes this clear. He came first to the Jews, to the Jewish nation, and then to the Gentiles, us, those who are not Jewish. And Paul is saying something pretty bold here. He's saying, you know, those Israelites, the Jewish nation, They didn't get it because they're still caught up in the Old Testament law. They're still so caught up in performance. But these Gentiles, they've obtained it because they have faith. Something to think about today. I'll be back with you Monday for Romans chapter 10.